special guest speaker for our children's talk this morning, and Sarah is going to come up and bring the message to you, so I hope you'll be paying very careful attention to it. Thank you, Sarah.
Right, good morning. I've asked a very willing volunteer to come up, so thank you for coming up. And I also have a very lovely assistant who's going to help me out today. Right, now we have a problem. We have a very, very high bar. This bar cannot be lowered, but we need to reach this bar. So Matthew is now going to try his best to reach this bar. You can jump up and down, you can try your best. So can you try and reach that bar for me? Oh.
Take it apart.
Go on, Matthew. There must have been a problem. It seems quite impossible to reach this bar, isn't it? It's just too high. Can you think of any solution, any answers to our problem? Well, you could say about that. Or we could get someone tall enough who could reach it for us, couldn't we? Who do you think is tall enough to reach this bar for us? Right, there are rules or laws that God's given us in the Bible, rules which God expects us to keep. Can anyone think of what these rules might be called? They have a name. Yeah, Alfie? Brilliant, yeah, the Ten Commandments. Now, in these commandments, there are some very, very hard things to keep. It's very, almost impossible to obey. Does anyone know what any of these Ten Commandments are? No, I think so. Adults as well?
You should love God with all your heart.
Excellent, yeah, it's a very hard one. Love God with all your heart. You must put God first in your life. You must love Him more than anyone. It's very, very hard to do. It's something that God expects of us. Anyone think of anyone? You shall not steal, yeah, good. Coffee? Excellent, do not worship idols. And we're putting anything before God. Yep. Honor your father and mother, that means obeying your parents. Very, very hard thing to do. Believe me, I know.
I know too.
Do not lie, that's another one. It's very hard to do. And as you get older, you make a little white lie. They're very hard to keep. Matthew? Do not steal. Excellent, good. These are all commandments that God's given us to keep. And God expects a very, very high standard of us. Because if we break one of these rules once in our life, then we haven't kept the commandment, and we need to keep the commandment. The God's standard is so high that we can't reach it. It's impossible. We can try our best to live a perfect life. And some people may say they're perfect, but they're not. And it's impossible. We can try our best to live a perfect life, and we just can't. Our best isn't good enough. But what else is our problem then? God says we must keep all these commandments, but it's impossible for us to. What was the answer? When we couldn't reach this bar, what did we do? We got help. We got someone who could reach it for us. And there's only one man who is perfect enough to keep all of God's commandments, to reach that high standard that God expects of us. Can anyone tell me who that person was? Matthew. A perfect man, the only perfect man to ever live.
Jesus,
isn't it? Excellent, Anthony. Yes, Jesus. Jesus, the perfect man. And do you know, if we let Jesus into our lives, if we put Him first in our lives, we let Jesus into our lives, then it doesn't matter when we can't keep all of those commandments. It doesn't matter when we make mistakes. We can try our best. Sometimes we do make mistakes, but if Jesus is in our life, He can reach that high standard for us. He's perfect enough to reach that high standard that we couldn't reach. The next time you try to reach something and you can't reach it and you need to ask for help, just think, have I asked Jesus to help me to keep God's commandments? Have I asked Jesus to come into my life and help to reach that standard that God sets for us?